Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-578-0092, or on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Always a pleasure to be with you. The Indians with a big series against Texas. I know you don't want to look at the standings right now, but they're just a half game back in the wild card, and one of those teams that stands in front of them is Texas. Plus, they were able to pick up a game on the Twins yesterday, so now they're 10 back in the Central. Let's get some more perspective on the Indians. And we are joined by Mandy Bell from MLB.com, covers the Indians, and she's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hi, Mandy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am good. You know, I'm just looking at this Indians team, and I'm still reminding myself every day, just be a little patient. Be a little patient. The Twins might fall. The Twins might fall. And now you've got a big series against Texas. I heard someone say this morning it's a must-win series. I don't know that it's a must-win because we're still in mid-June, but what are your thoughts on this series against Texas?
I mean, it's definitely a big series for sure. I mean, using the words must-win, I think that was a little bit bigger over the last 2 weeks whenever they were entering the stretch of, the Red Sox, the Twins, the Yankees. That was more or less the stretch that was like the defining stretch of the season. They could have completely removed themselves from the season, or they could have hung on, and they did their best to hang on and taking two of three against all of those top contending teams. So I think the hardest part is over for them. The huge crucial series are over, but obviously tonight is extremely important as well, starting off with the Rangers. I mean, they're only a half game back in the wild card right now behind them. So this could put them in a good position as they inch closer to the All-Star break to possibly sit there and look, okay, we are actually contenders. As the trade deadline starts to approach. So it's definitely a big series for sure.
All right, with all that in mind, let me ask you, Mandy, a couple of little series of questions here. As they're built right now, with Clevinger coming back, does this team have enough to make the playoffs right now?
Right now, I mean, from what we've been able to see the last 2 weeks, it seems like they do. With Clevinger coming back, I mean, obviously tonight we'll be able to answer that question a little bit better, but just because of the way that he was pitching in Double-A, I mean, touching 99 miles an hour on their ballpark radar gun, he just looks like he's going to come back even better than what he started the year, which is even hard to imagine because he had 12 scoreless innings and 22 strikeouts in two starts. But I think adding him back in, what Zach Plesac has shown that he can do, to be able to keep filling in at that spot as Corey Kluber stays out. I mean, they have pieces together, and they show that over the weekend that they can start to score runs. Obviously, it was the Tigers, so you have to take it a little bit with a grain of salt. But they're starting to come together a little bit. I think a big thing could be at some point is Bobby Bradley coming up. So just the players that they have right now, the players that they could have in their farm system, I think they have enough to make a wild card chase. Now, is it enough to go far in the playoffs? I think that's still yet to be seen. But they definitely, I think, right now could be playing for that second wild card spot.
Andy, I've thought all along here, and tell me if you agree or disagree, that they could make a trade, a big trade. And for instance, if they decided Trevor Bauer is not going to be in our future, they could trade Trevor, get assets in return to not only help them win this year, but beyond. Do you think that kind of a trade is possible for this team, that you could give up somebody of Bauer's caliber and yet try to still make your team better for this year and beyond?
Absolutely. And I think Zach is somebody who allows the Indians front office to look at it and say, okay, this actually might be more doable than what we thought. I mean, to start the season, Plesac wasn't even a name that people were starting to worry about or think about and think, okay, well, maybe he gets his shot. It was something that happened so quickly for him to be in Double A in April and then quickly shoot up for just three starts in Triple A before getting the call up to the big leagues. And we've seen how he started his big league career, and he's been everything and more that the Indians could have asked for. So to see what the potential he has allows them to have that breathing room a little bit, like, okay, this is actually doable, and we could get rid of him, and we can still have a strong rotation. I mean, we're still waiting to hear Corey Kluber's timeline. It'll be another, I think, another week and a half until we find out a little bit more about his timeline when he goes back to get another update from the doctors. But I think that rotation is strong enough to be able to continue on without Trevor Bauer.
All right, what will you look for tonight with Clevinger pitching?
We were talking to Tito about it yesterday, and we were asking him about any pitch counts or any restrictions at all. And he's going to have some sort of a pitch count. They're just not quite sure what it's going to be yet. They want to see the intensity of his innings. They want to see how he gets through the game, how many batters he's facing. I mean, there's just a lot of factors that go into it. So they weren't quick to set anything prior to his start. But when we talked to him before last week, whenever he got back from AA in his rehab start, he was saying, I'm fine to go 90 or 100 pitches. He seems like he's ready to go. He's been ready to go since the minute that he's been told that he can't do anything. He's a tough one to harness. So if you ask him, he's ready to go for everything. But I think a big thing to watch is this velocity that he seems to be building. He had threw his hardest pitch of his career in his second start, the night that he strained his upper back, at 97.6 miles an hour. And if that radar gun is accurate down in AA, he was touching 99 the last time. So it's going to be interesting. He said that his velocity, even in his first two starts, didn't reflect what he had been doing in the off season and what he was able to do throughout spring training. So he seems to be ready to come back better than what he even started the year.
Mandy Bell joining us, Indians beat reporter for MLB.com. You mentioned Bobby Bradley. I've been mentioning Bobby for some time.
Yeah, Mandy, Andy. You shouldn't have said that.
No, you definitely should have said that.
I mean, you got to be 100% with him, because that's all he's been talking about is, when's he coming up? I think he's coming up today. I think they're going to call him up today.
They should have called him up today, Mandy, like 14 todays ago. What's the holdup?
It's just a tough position because of the numbers game. And him coming up means Jake Bowers is in sort of limbo. And the Indians and Tito and everyone seems to just be so clear that they don't look at Jake Bowers like he's going to be optioned to AAA anytime soon. And then obviously hitting for the cycle over the weekend, Tito, like, I think we made a joke with him afterwards, like, so he's definitely not going down anytime soon. He laughed and he's like, yeah, no, we're nowhere near that point yet. So they believe in Jake Bowers and they want to keep him there. They want to keep getting him reps. And it looks like he's been moving from the outfield to more just strictly first base and DH, going back and forth. If Bobby Bradley comes up, you have three guys with Carlos Santana and Bowers trying to do the same thing. If he comes up, then that means Bowers has to move back out to the outfield. You have a lot of outfielders again. Who do you cut from the outfield situation? I know Leonis Martin's a name that keeps coming up. So do you DFA Leonis Martin to be able to bring Bradley up and move Bowers to the outfield? It's just there's a tough situation that they're trying to work through, I'm sure, because Bobby Bradley is screaming down there with his numbers that he's ready to come up. So it's all the numbers game, I think, at this point, just to figure out where he would pencil in, because they don't want to bring him up to sit. Like, if he's going to come up, they want to make sure that he's in this batting order. And Jake Bowers just is in a weird situation if that would happen.
All right, man, I'm going to ask you the other question that would make Jeff Phelps the happiest guy on earth. Are you hearing any rumblings that maybe the Indians would want to go after Clint Frazier now that he's been sent back to AAA?
Come on, Mandy.
This is all Jeff wants. He lives for this stuff.
I haven't heard anything specifically just yet, but my goodness, it's the biggest thing that I see on Twitter right now, Indians Twitter. As soon as it happened, everything on my mentions were just saying, so are you going to tell the Indians to get Clint back anytime soon? Are you doing this? And it's been funny to watch. I mean, it's definitely an option. The Yankees need starting pitching. Could there be a trade with Trevor Bauer? I don't know. It's tough. I don't know if the Yankees can do a big enough, put together a big enough package that the Indians would think is worth it for Trevor Bauer that would fill some of their needs right now. I know they have guys like Clint Frazier, and now Gio Urshela is even sort of in a weird spot now that their roster is getting back to full strength. So he could even be somebody that the Yankees would be looking to talk about as well. But again, I'm not sure if they would be able to put the complete package together, but they're definitely a team to watch as this deadline keeps getting closer and closer because they need starting pitching. So Trevor Bauer might be an attractive person for them to be going after.
Man, did you think Trevor has a future in Cleveland by his own choice or by the Indians wanting to pay him? Or do you think he's here the rest of this year, maybe next year, and that's it?
It's tough just because he wants to do his year-by-year deals. And the way that he talks about it, I don't think the Indians would be able to afford that long term to go just season by season. He is just completely set on and 100% has said he will never sign a multi-year deal, no matter what it is. And in that case, it's going to be tough because he's going to require a good bit of money every single season. And to do that, it would be a challenge, and I don't see the Indians hanging on for that. And I know Bauer himself has talked about it multiple times. He did stuff on MLB Network over the offseason and explaining exactly when the Indians should trade him because he thinks that they could get a good return for him. And so I don't see it. I don't see it happening. I could see him going either by the deadline or in this offseason.
Mandy, are you here or are you in Arlington?
I'm here. I didn't make the trip to Arlington. I was in Detroit, though.
Well, good news for you. You won't be the only one not in Arlington. I'm looking at some of the ticket prices for this series. So ESPN, you know, always puts tickets at the end after starting pitchers. You want to guess what they're going for?
Oh, goodness. What are they?
$2.
Are you serious?
On Thursday, it says you can get a ticket for $2 to the game. It's a day game, although I'm sure you're going to sweat like crazy down there. Playing a day game in Arlington is not always a great idea.
Right, that's tough.
But it's a 2:05 start on Thursday. That's Bieber's next start. And tickets are going for as low as $2. Wednesday is $4. Tomorrow is $3, and tonight is the hot seller. You can go for as low as $5.
Wow.
It's crazy, isn't it?
That is so crazy. I cannot believe that. That's insane. Well, hey, anyone in the area, that's a good deal. Pick that up.
Find a cheap flight and head down there. Mandy, thank you so much. We appreciate your time, and we'll read you at MLB.com. Thanks, Mandy.
Thanks, Mandy.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Mandy Bell from MLB.com joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.